1290 800-965-1290.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants to enhance his already introduced plan to expand gun background checks. DeWine telling reporters in Columbus background checks should include data about stalking, domestic violence, and sexual assault. He notes that background checks are only as good as the information that's put into the state's and federal government's databases. For the first time since President Trump was elected, a poll finds more voters saying the economy is getting worse. A third of the people polled by Quinnipiac University say it's staying the same. The poll also shows 41% of the voters feel that President Trump's policies are hurting the U.S. economy. Nordstrom is giving customers back some money. Late November, the retailer said it owed certain credit card holders $72 million after charging too much interest, and customers will now be notified and issued a refund credit or check. Most will be getting $100 or less. And soak up the sunshine now, a frosty winter on its way, at least according to the folks at the Farmer's Almanac. From east of the Rockies to the Appalachians, they say the coming winter season will provide what they call a polar coaster of frosty temps. October and November expected to be cool and wet, followed by a cold December and beyond. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Dorian is expected to become a hurricane as it's approaching Puerto Rico. It'll strike there later today or tonight, and then it's got its sights set on the southeast U.S., particularly Florida. Meanwhile, the White House says that it's not a big deal that the president is now rerouting $150 million from FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund to border security. Here's Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
This president has given billions of dollars to Puerto Rico, Florida, Texas, South Carolina, anywhere that's faced one of these damaging storms. He wants the American people to be back on their feet.
He was speaking on Fox News. Republican U.S. Senator Johnny Isakson of Georgia says he'll retire at the end of the year. He says in a statement that he suffers from Parkinson's and the disease has been progressing. Isakson is 74 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked Missouri's controversial ban on abortions past 8 weeks of pregnancy. In the ruling, the judge added that Planned Parenthood and the ACLU are likely to succeed in their lawsuit claiming that the ban is unconstitutional. Legal analyst Jay Kanzler says he agrees.
The judge is saying the U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, and Missouri legislature, you have no authority. It is unconstitutional to try to change what the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled is the law of the land.
Missouri already has some of the nation's most restrictive abortion rules, and a clinic in St. Louis is the only one in that state that performs the procedure. The Department of Veterans Affairs looking into 11 suspicious deaths at a West Virginia medical center. The agency says it learned of them while looking into possible wrongdoing at the Lewis Johnson VA Medical Center in Clarksburg. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants to enhance his already introduced plan to expand gun background checks. DeWine telling reporters in Columbus background checks should include data about stalking, domestic violence, and sexual assault. He notes that background checks are only as good as the information that's put into the state's and federal government's databases. For the first time since President Trump was elected, a poll finds more voters saying the economy is getting worse. A third of the people polled by Quinnipiac University say it's staying the same. The poll also shows 41% of the voters feel that President Trump's policies are hurting the U.S. economy.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County. This afternoon, scattered showers with thunderstorms possible, mostly after 4 p.m., with a high near 78. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., isolated showers between 10 and 11, and mostly cloudy, gradually becoming clear. And the temperature for tonight would be 64. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny with a high near 81. Thursday night, clear with a low of 57. Friday, sunny with a high near 85. Saturday, sunny, 81. And where's this little? There we go. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 78. It is currently 80 degrees.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Yeah. When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Excuse me. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I bring Counselor's Chat to you with the hopes of providing some education around good mental health and to also help remove the stigma around seeking out some counseling if you're struggling. My little jingle says you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. It is .com. So it's Altarol, two L's, counselor, O-R, .com. And you can find out what I do in my practice here in Flemington. I have been in private practice it'll be 20 years on October. So, and I've been a counselor for 35 years, licensed professional counselor. And a lot of times people don't really know what licensed professional counselors are. They think that I'm a social worker. I am not a social worker. My master's is in counseling. So that's just want to kind of underscore that. So today, my topic is, are you a victim or a hero in your own life? We are, interestingly, as a culture, from my perspective, we are moving from being a hero in our own life to being a victim. A lot of victim mentality, as I see it. Part of political correctness is about being a victim. So, and I tell clients, when you come into my office, there's no such thing as political correctness. It doesn't work in my office. If I have something, you know, if I'm a client and I need something to talk about that would be politically incorrect out there and I can't talk about it out there, I need to talk about it somewhere because it's causing problems. In my life, and it does, in society in general. As a consequence, we have this belief system that says that I can have a lot of effect on how you feel. So that means you are giving me the power over your emotions. So if I use a word that you find to be insulting, or you take offense to, I am in charge as to whether you take offense, you feel angry, you feel hurt. I am the one that pulls your emotional strings. You have given me the power over your life, your emotional life, even your belief systems. And you are now the victim. So, lately in the on the news, I don't even remember his first name because it's not that important to me per se. He is a newscaster, and somebody called him a Fredo. Fredo, which is the weaker character in The Godfather, he says, it's so insulting to Italians. Oh, I'm Italian. I never find words insulting. Now, that's because I am in charge of my own belief systems, and I am in charge of how I respond, and I am in charge of my emotional life. I have my power. So when this person became so offended at this word, he was giving away his power to someone else. You want to call me a WAP? I really don't care. I had somebody respond to me on Facebook, called me an asshole, because I said that the homeless and addicts and people with mental health need to have someone to advocate for them. And because I said that, basically saying that, you know, we take better care of our pets. And I don't say that pets are not important. I have two cats. I love them. They're part of my family. I see to it that they get their shots. They get fed well. Their litter is clean. They go to the vet every year for a checkup, whatever they need. They get their teeth clean. Who's advocating for the homeless? So you want to call me a name? It's really not. That's fine. I mean, you call me a name. It really doesn't. I don't take offense. I'm not going to give you my emotional power, okay? It's just not that important for me to get riled up and give you my power, making me a victim. I'm not going to be a victim. We do live in a society that is very much codependent. So what do I mean by that? Well, we are filled with people who rescue, caretake, and enable. So here's a good example. I've got lots of examples. So San Francisco has made a decision to change language because we don't want the homeless to feel bad. We don't want criminals to feel bad about being called criminals or delinquents. We don't want them to feel bad. Meaning I'm in charge of how they feel. Therefore, the words I use will make a difference in their self-esteem. It's so backwards. Self-esteem is how I think about myself. You cannot give me my self-esteem. You may esteem me, you may respect me, you may hate me, it doesn't matter. That is other. Comes from somewhere else. My self-esteem is based on how I respect myself, how I think about myself, my boundaries, my limits, how I take care of myself, all of those things. So when we are so busy making sure that everybody feels good, we are saying, I have power over you. That makes you my victim. I'd like to really underscore that. Because when we end up with people being victims, okay, because they believe, I believe you can control how I think and feel. Nobody can control. That's my brain. It's my emotion. I'm the one in charge. It's my power to do with as I please. Now, does that mean I want to go out and harm people? No, not at all. It's not the goal. The goal is about self-care. That I basically rescue myself, caretake myself, not a caretaker of others, and tiptoe around and have micro. Right now, this show is filled with microaggressions. I don't even know who I'm offending. There's no intent to offend. I cannot, you know, I don't know if it's still held as a law. The state of New Jersey had, at one point, required that our police officers read Miranda rights in something like 23 different languages. Is that insane? That I'm caretaking everyone, really? No, it doesn't work that way. because I just may not know your language, and now I'm at fault. I have a list of rights. Now, this list of rights are rights for people who grew up in dysfunctional families. We're a pretty dysfunctional country, so I have the right to be understood. That is a right that I have. I have a right to be understood. If I go to France, I still have that right to be understood. Does that mean everyone in France should speak English? Or if I go to Germany, everyone in Germany should speak English? Or everybody in Russia should speak English because I have the right to be understood? No, see, that's now a narcissistic issue. I have the right to be understood means if I go to France, I need to learn how to speak French. If I go to Germany, I need to learn enough German to get around so that I can get my needs met. If I'm in the United States, I need to speak English. Doesn't mean that I can't speak my native tongue at home or with my friends. It means that if I am going to participate in society, I need to learn how to speak English because I have the right to be understood. You see, it's backwards, and it causes victimhood. Now, everybody's a victim. So, I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk about the Cartman drama triangle. And I know I've talked about it before, but I'm going to talk about it again because I think this is a really important issue. I think, I get young people into my office, and they're so concerned about who they've hurt and who they victimized and what they said, and even if they're thinking there's something how it's just not right and not fair, and it's backwards, people. It really is backwards. All right, so I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. This is my personal opinion, and I'm going to say it is based in theory. So I will be back after a few commercials. And we'll be back.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about being a victim or hero in your own life. And as I had stated before the break, that we have things backwards. If I take offense at something, that is my choice. If I try to offend you and you don't get offended, I don't want to offend anyone. That's not a goal that I have. Then you are retaining your personal power. I cannot control how someone feels. Now, I'm going to add this one thing. Now, I may have good relationships, close relationships with people, and I know certain things about them. So, I know, I'm trying to think of something. I know my husband doesn't like me to throw out his receipts. So if I say, well, I don't really care what he thinks, I'm going to throw them out, I'm going to trigger his anger. But he has a belief system that says he keeps his receipts until he does whatever he needs to do with them, and it's really none of my business. There's healthy detachment and healthy boundaries. So I know that I can trigger him if I so choose, because I know him and I know some of his triggers. Same thing with me. He can trigger me. And because we know each other. Now, I don't work at triggering him, and he doesn't work at triggering me, and we have discussed those triggers, and we have agreed to say there's things that we just don't curse at each other. Like, there's things that we just don't do because it is a trigger. I don't want to trigger him. He doesn't want to trigger me. Does it mean we don't have an argument? Of course we have arguments. But I am not in control of his emotional life, and he's not in control of my emotional life. If I'm feeling like I need a hug, if I walk around sad and morose and even angry because he hasn't hugged me, that is on me, because I haven't gone and said, hey, Steve, I really need a hug right now. Because, you see, I have the right to take care of myself. If I leave it and just walk around, I'm giving him power over my emotions. I'm now the victim. I don't want to be a victim. So, Cartman drama triangle. It's a triangle. Triangle. It was created by Stephen Cartman in 1968. So this sounds like an old thing. Well, I will say, in the vast expanse of human existence, psychology is not even a sliver of a hair thick in terms of the timeline. So this is like really new information. I'm going to say that, even though it's 68 and it doesn't seem like that. So the Cartman drama triangle is the places where we enact drama in our lives and create drama in our lives. We all have conflict and disagreements. Those conflicts help us define who we are, because I get to know my likes, my dislikes, my belief systems. Give you a really good example. I believe when the light is green and you're in the left lane and there's the right lane and you're on a highway and you've decided that the light turned green from red and we're all at a stop, that you decided you really want to turn right, so you got to go over the right lane and the exit lane, and so you sit there at the green light, wait. Okay, so I have a belief system that says, why don't you go, you should just go up and take the next U-turn and come back instead of sit there. And let, so I beat my horn, the person behind me beat their horn, and I kind of went, you know, because I have a belief system. It defines who I am. I've got a should, okay? I had, what it is that you don't block traffic. You don't cause, you know, you don't want to cause an accident. If you missed your turn off, you have to go out of your way to turn around and come back. This defines a little bit about who I am. Okay, apparently that person has a different definition of how to drive, but it caused some conflict and some drama. Okay, that is what happens. Now, when we have people who really work at this drama and have drama, chances are they're also pretty codependent. And so they don't have healthy coping mechanisms or an ability to engage in conflict. They may suffer from some mental health issues, stress, turbulence, relationships. I mean, we just look at what's going on. We have the Antifa. We have the far right, white, whatever they are. You know, they hit these extreme belief systems on either side that are not healthy. They're not healthy. And what does it cause? Drama. Okay. So, in this drama triangle, okay, we have, as I said, three corners triangle. We have a rescuer or an enabler or a caretaker. This person is not really a hero. The rescuer, the enabler, is not really a hero. This person is trying to save the victim from their bad choices, interactions, bad feelings, sad feelings, inability to cope with life. It looks like a hero, but it's not a hero. It is often a defense mechanism that allows them to avoid their own problems. So, I'm so focused on you and the mess in your life that I can't see the mess in my life. It's an interesting little thing. I'm going to revert to a Jesus saying, you know, like you're so busy with the piece of dust, sawdust, in that person's eye, and you're not looking at the own plank or board or log in your own eye. That's what that means. So focus on yourself, okay? So what happens is when we are caretaking, rescuing, and enabling, we are not helping ourselves, and we are actually not helping the other person at all. We are actually allowing the behavior to continue by saying, oh, those poor people are, I don't even know what the words are that they came up with for criminals in San Francisco. It doesn't stop them from robbing. It doesn't make them, it doesn't increase their self-esteem. As a matter of fact, they're like, oh, see, it's not so bad. I can go burgle anything I want, and I'm not a bad person. That's enabling. I hope you could follow me, that this does not make any sense. I'm very much a cognitive behavioral therapist in that I like to look at logic. And trying to make someone feel better for their bad behavior is called enabling. When we enable, oftentimes what happens, we are now persecuting possibly the other person. Okay. So now I'm enabling, but I'm also now the villain. What do I mean by that? Okay. I am shoving someone into shame. I am actually blaming them. I may be angry, controlling, oppressive, rigid, overcritical, pessimistic. Okay. So I am really busy telling you what to do, how to think, and how to feel. Because I'm enabling. And it turns out that I am now persecuting you. I'm not helping you. I am persecuting you. It may be that it helps me feel important, helps me feel superior to the victim. Okay? It may even be that the victim persecutes me. Well, I never told you. Well, who said you could? So now what happens sometimes, because it can go back and forth, is the person who is the controller, the enabler, the caretaker, the rescuer, okay, who is talking down to the other person. So now we got the drama, okay? Well, who told you to get involved? It's none of your business. Oh, now I'm offended. Okay. So now, well, I'm offended. So now we're both moving down, okay, to the victim role. So the victim perceives himself as hopeless, helplessly lost. Look at our system. Look at the homeless, the drug addicts. Enabling. I am not a needle exchange. I'm a drug and alcohol counselor. Hello, needle exchange. Oh, really? Oh, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, the streets are loaded with needles. So what did we do? Oh, come, get your needle so you don't get HIV, so you don't get hepatitis C, and exchange it for another needle. You are going to, someone just shot up, they nod out, the needle falls on the ground. I don't know. Do you think they're going to pick it up and take it to get exchanged? No, now we have, I don't know, typhoid, tuberculosis, dysentery. This is insanity. This is drama. This is drama. Okay? Now we have turned a whole group of people into homeless, helpless victims. No power to change and to get themselves out of it on their own. We have put them in this place through our enabling, our caretaking, and our rescuing. These are human beings now living on the street with the rats like garbage. Okay, so what do they get to do? They get to wallow in self-pity. They may refuse any attempts to help lift themselves up. Or make decisions. They may not even be able to do it. They don't even know where to turn. They don't know what to, and if you're a drug addict, you can't. It is a disease of the brain. Often the victim runs from the problems and instead looks for someone else to rescue and enable and caretake, and they stay in that victim role. They may feel ashamed, powerless, convincing themselves that they do not have the means or ability to solve their problems, and then do nothing to even try. Now, I'm reading, just, you could Google Cartman Drama Triangle, okay? It is our society, right here. Our society has, it's not just a person with mental health issues. Now, I know last week I talked about, Is it hate or is it mental health, referring to mass shootings? But here we have this it's even a greater underlying issue about our mental health problems that overshadow everything. The victim who is not being persecuted may seek out the persecutor and try to rescue others, again, because I got that log in my eye. I don't want to see what's, so it's now, we got this thing going on. So I'm going to take another short commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about how to break free from the drama that we find ourselves in individually. So, you know, I'm married to an addict, an alcoholic, a workaholic, someone who is refusing to get help for their diabetes. You name it. And so I'm busy rescuing and caretaking and, you know, counting their calories for them, and even though they go out, you know, at work and eat all the donuts. Okay. It's not just a big societal problem. It is a personal, at home, in relationship problem where we caretake, enable, rescue. here. Persecute. You should have done this. You should have done that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm the one that's always coming to the rescue. That puts me in the victim role. And you're an awful person. You need to take care of yourself. Yeah, you're also now in the victim role. We are all playing. It's a game. It's a game. Why do we play this game? Because I don't have to look at myself. I am willing to give my power away because I don't want to look at myself and look at what is it that I need. And now, how am I caretaking myself? All right, I got to take a break. Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I am a licensed professional counselor, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program. If you would like to find out more information about who I am, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R.com. You can follow me on Counselor's Chat, which is this show, which gives you all the opportunity to scroll down that Facebook page and find other shows that you might find interesting and informative. And you can also contact me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I have been in this field of counseling for 35 years and have been in private practice for about 20. The first 15 years, I worked strictly in the drug and alcohol field, so I'm going to say the majority of my clients still struggle with addiction either in their life or have a friend or a spouse or a child or grew up in a home where there was addiction or dysfunction. So it's still a big part of what I do. However, I also deal with depression and anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, eating disorders, couples counseling, just to name a few things that I do. So, again, if you are interested, you can follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn. You can also find me on the web or call me and want to make an appointment. That's great. I don't keep a waiting list. And to the best of my ability. And what else do I want to say? Oh, and you could call me and then leave a suggestion for a show topic or say something about the show. That would be great. So I am talking today about being a victim, being a hero. And that so often being a victim is because we give our power away. We give our power away to other people because we believe that they can control how we feel and how we think, which is not true. I cannot, unless I intentionally know someone's trigger, okay? So if I'm really sensitive about having brown hair, I really wish I was a blonde, I hate my hair as being brown, and you know this about me, and you say, oh, your stupid brown hair, you may trigger something that is already in me. If I happen to love my brown hair and you say your stupid brown hair, I don't really know why you're doing that, except you're trying to trigger me in terms of being offended. I am not offended. I am in control. I'm sorry you feel that way. Let it go. That's the way it works. When I'm talking about the Cartman drama triangle, when we enable, rescue, caretake, not in a way that is healthy, but in a way that is, that keeps people stuck, that involves shaming and demeaning, controlling, being rigid. When we do that, okay, we go from the rescue enabler to the persecutor, putting them in the role of a victim. We sometimes even feel like a martyr. Everything I've done for you, look at everything I've done to make your life better, and still you're a mess. I'm now also the victim. I've given you power over my emotion. I don't know how to detach. So if I'm finding that I've tried to help somebody and now I'm filled with self-pity and all the things that I've done and I'm feeling used and I'm feeling victimized and I'm angry at you because you haven't changed, I need to look at myself. It generally starts with, how do I get out of this triangle? I need to look at me. Why was I doing what I... Why was I trying to rescue you and preventing you from your path and your journey, which may include pain for you, but it's not my job to prevent that. I may feel sad. I may have empathy for the situation that you are in. You are lying drunk on the front lawn. I really feel bad about that. I think it's awful. I may even go and put a blanket over you. But I am not going to drag you off the front lawn, clean you up, put you into bed, and call your boss to say you have the flu and can't come in. You need to wake up on the front lawn and go, like, what am I doing here? I don't know. You like it there? Oh, it sounds a little harsh. We can offer help, but if help is not received, I offer it, you receive it. If you don't want to receive it, I have to let go. I can't become rigid, controlling, caretaking, enabling. It doesn't work. Because then I feel like a martyr. Poor me, all I've done for you. Okay. As the persecutor, if I'm feeling persecuted, am I blaming? So this is, again, how do I stop this? I recognize I am blaming you for my circumstance. I don't want to look at what my role was in this whole cabal. I don't want to see it. I don't want to say, well, the reason we have such a drug problem, okay, so we're blaming Johnson & Johnson now, it's all their fault. Had nothing to do with China. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a disease. It has nothing to do with codependency. It has nothing to do with the fact that we're saying, oh, marijuana is okay, and we'll have free needle exchange. And it has nothing to do with any of that. It's only Johnson & Johnson. They are, okay, we're going to persecute them. I'm not saying they don't have a role to play. And it's not only Johnson & Johnson. There are many other drug companies that make these types of drugs. It's the doctors. That's who it is. Well, you know, they have a role to play also. But see, if everyone starts to take responsibility for themselves, yeah, you know, you're right. I was making that medication, and I was giving doctors free trips to Hawaii if they got, you know, if they prescribed it to, you know, how many ever patients that they had, and they get it free. Yeah, I am playing a role in making victims. I am. I'm doing that. So I need to take responsibility. And that's always where it comes down to. I need to stop blaming and looking at someone else as to why I'm miserable. Now, the rescue enabling part, when we have the homeless, part of what we need to do is we need to not just allow them to languish on the streets and use drugs. We need to stop giving them needles. We need to say, you know what? You get arrested. You know what? We're going to open up FEMA camps for you and get you on your feet. If you don't want to participate, you're going to jail. There are consequences. Yes, we can help, but we have to allow the consequences. You want help? Okay. All right. Stop playing the role of the victim. I can't help it. I have mental health issues, and I'm a drug addict, so I have to live on the street. That's nonsense. So the idea is, yes, we can offer real, genuine help to get people on their feet. You fall down, I'm going to help you up. If I let go and you say, I'm going to fall down again because you're not helping me up, this is where it sounds a little harsh. I am not responsible for other people's mishaps, problems, unhappiness. You see, I'm not that powerful. When I have someone say, oh, I'm so afraid, whatever, they're going to relapse. I made my husband start drinking again. You did? So I say, you did? How did you do that? Did you tie them up to a chair and pour alcohol down their throat? Well, no. Well, then how did you make them do anything? See, it's a false belief. So the idea is empowering. Empowering doesn't mean I persecute. I am providing a way, this is not rescuing, of giving someone back their power. What are you going to do in this situation? How are you going to get yourself out of it? Here's some suggestion. Here are some brochures. These are some things. Here are some books to read. Here's all kinds of things that you can do to help your situation. Pick one. If you don't want to pick one, there may be a consequence that's really important. Might be death, might be jail, might be an institution. That's your consequence. I may feel sad about it, but I cannot keep propping you up. That's the rescue enabler. I have to look at myself. I have to take responsibility for myself. My emotional life is mine. You do not have power over my emotions. You do not have power over my belief systems. If my belief systems are not working for me, I need to change them. I have the right to be understood. If I am not speaking French in France, I have the right and the need to take care of myself and learn some French. So, I have to ask myself, what do I want? How do I want my life to look? What are my limits? What are my boundaries? What am I willing to do? Where am I willing to detach? What do I do to take care of myself? Am I really controlling others? I can't. I am powerless. Step one, AA. We admit we're powerless over alcohol and our lives become unmanageable. If I have drama in my life because I'm trying to control a situation that is something that has nothing to do with me personally, I'm out of control. The only control I have, the only power I have, is within me, taking care of me, knowing my limits, knowing my boundaries, learning good coping skills. What do I do when I feel angry? How do I handle my sadness? What am I doing to contribute to society? Not enabling, but contributing to. That's me throwing money at it, offering suggestions. The Good Samaritan did not take the guy in the ditch home, feed him, give him a bed, and say, you get to languish here for the rest of your life. He took him to an inn. He said to the innkeeper, when he's back on his feet and he leaves, I'm going to come back by. If there's any more money that I need to pay for the room, I'll do that. But that's it. I'll get you out of the gutter, but you got to get on your feet. I'm not going to bring the drama home. Don't want it. It's not fun. So I hope this was helpful. And please feel free to Google Cartman with a K, drama triangle, to get more information on it. I think it's an excellent theory, lack of any other term for it. And I think if we as a society start, it starts with me, but as, and I don't mean me over anyone else, me taking care of me, it starts with me, for me to have my power and my voice, important, my self-esteem, my self-respect starts there. I'm not going to give it away to someone else so they can control me and have power over it. Mm-mm. I've worked too hard for me to have mine. Please work hard to get yours. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and host of Counselor's Chat. I will be back next week, and I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.